As I speak to you tonight, I ask that you hear communication rather than languaging. This is very, very important. That you do not get caught up with the words, and there may be many words that are expressing here, but it is the energy and the communication behind the words that is very, very significant. With reference to each and every one of you, not just here, but for millions and millions all over the planet, who are now choosing to unfold in the most incredible way, uniquely expressing the beauty, the plethora of their being. A great philosopher by the name of Friedrich Nietzsche, much misunderstood, made a statement that I believe is very pertinent to us today. A man, I believe, perhaps ahead of his time and much misunderstood. Much misunderstood. And he said, "The enemies of truth are not lies. They are convictions." I wish to repeat that to you. The enemies of truth are not lies, but they are convictions. In other words, what he was actually saying was it is not, we may say, the rights and the wrongs. It is the belief systems that we have the greatest difficulty letting go. Now, I'm aware that many, many of you have been following various paths, various journeys, gone through many struggles in order to, we may say, be the truth of your being. And of course, over the years, you have not been understood. You have had to almost fight for who you are, which is a complete contradiction to everything that we truly are. There is another wonderful comment that was made by Richard Bach in that most gloriously simplistic piece of work, or one of them, called Jonathan Livingston Seagull. And I don't know whether many of you remember, for those who have read this beautiful piece of work, how succinct it was. How Jonathan would say to all the flock, "Break the chains of your thought, and you will break the chains of your body too." Another great comment. Because what we are fundamentally coming down to in the realization for each and every one of us is that most of the time we are controlled by our thoughts. We have no idea that it's happening. Thought, we may say, has been a critical mass that runs the consciousness called humanity. Now, I prefer to say and suggest to each and every one of us that maybe if we were to allow that we are a field called humanity and let go of the individual beings called human, there will be somehow a greater communication, a greater unfoldment in a way of whereby the field being the critical mass can, we may say, take over in a way that will assist the collective shift of consciousness that exists here now. So in choosing, we may say, to play our parts uniquely in awareness, there can be, and I do believe, there will be a most momentous movement of consciousness. We are seeing on the planet at this moment some very interesting outpicturing. And that is fine. Why? Because bear in mind, the forces are at play. We are the forces, we are everything that we see, we are everything that we express, We are everything that we allow. We are everything that we undertake. But we have no idea. Just the awesomeness of our thought, of the power in which we use to bring into manifestation everything that we think. Now, if we take it further, we can say, is that one of the challenges, as I've said, is that most of the time, our thoughts are dualized. We have no idea how polarized we are in our thoughts. And even as we are attempting to unfold and to express the truth of our being, that also can be challenging. Why? I've talked about languaging and how languaging can be misunderstood, and that's the reason why, even as I speak, I ask that you hear behind the words. What happens is the understanding that truth, as I use this expression, is your very being, beloved. It is not what you think. It is not an out there reality. It is the very essence that drives the mechanism of your being in this physical manifestation. The word fact is what applies most of the time in our psyche. The fact is always based on a critical mass of consensual agreement. Let's give an example. What is right one moment is wrong the next moment. And so what we do in not realizing who we are, we have got caught up in, we may say, a circle of repeat patterning so powerfully, our convictions take over. Now, convictions are belief systems. And that is what Nietzsche was saying in some respects. Rather have the lie than the convictions, because breaking the convictions or the belief systems or letting them go is the great challenge. Because it is those belief systems, we may say, that run this planetary consciousness. Again, what is acceptable in one era is not acceptable in another era. Whether we call them the social mores, whether we call them society's decisions or what have you. Many of you are still finding that as you are allowing, that there is a struggle. You are still feeling that, as many people will say to me, well, I can't feel anything at the moment. And I say that's the best place to be. Why? The truth of your being is out of the box of your minds. That is not to deny your right to express, far from it, but to express uniquely in a way of where you can look at your fellow man, you can look at your brother, sister, humanity, and allow that too. Wherever they are coming from, that too. Because there is nothing to deny in how they are perceiving their realities. And this is where we get so caught up in the duality and the polarization consciousness. And of course, we may say that a critical mass decides for the collective whole. Now, this is what I want to bring to you and help you to, we may say, acknowledge the parts that you play. Now, the part is love, expressing, we may say, as the many of the one. There is only one field called human. It is a magnificent expression. It is a magnificent essence. Why? For you see, this has been the great, we may say, desire and yearning for the beloved, that which you are, expressing as that which is I am, to experience in the crucible of a physical expression called matter. You are the very alchemists, beloved. You are the architects. You are the very ones who are in the process of, we may say, in transformation through the physical plane of consciousness called matter. You are not the body that you think you are. Remember, Jonathan, break the chains of your thought and you will break the chains of your body. We have this conundrum in some respects as part of this experience. Now, it is not a right and wrong experience. We have chosen to integrate in a physical plane of consciousness called nature. Nature is a cycle that repeats. She is a magnificent being, whether we call her matrix, creator, nature, the terror, whatever we want to call her. This is the womb for, we may say, an expanded being. We may even say creator creation, universal consciousness, whatever we want to call it. Bear in mind, we have many, many names. Through which to experience, for to integrate with this beautiful womb, this incredible Garden of Eden that we exist in. It was not for us to fall asleep. We are integrated and conjoined with this great being. We, as part of the expanded consciousness, limitless consciousness, infinite being, even as I use these words, I've always said, to define is to confine. But I ask you to hear the communication here. I ask you to hear what you truly are, to hear what you are. This great love, this great essence that directs nature as well. Yes, she is a cyclical blueprint. She has her spring, her summer, her autumn, and her winter, her seasons. She has her great kingdoms that replicate and repeat. She is very special. But she is also, in some respects, we may say, a unconscious being. She's consciousness, for all is consciousness. All is consciousness. But you must understand that we also have a responsibility to this great being. We have a responsibility by choosing to integrate and conjoin with this magnificent matrix called nature. We have the responsibility to, we may say, birth through the womb of her being. And as a result, and as we shift and shift the state space of our being, awaken to who we truly are, thus we may say the whole of nature becomes life itself. We are life coming in, beloveds. What we have been living, and this also I know that many of you will realize this, we have been living what we may say is a procreative cycle. We have forgotten that we are limitless, infinite consciousness. We have forgotten that we are creator, co-creator. It is not right, it is not wrong. We have fallen into the dream spell. We have got so tied up with the repeat or the blueprinting of nature. And look how marvelous she is. Look what she expresses. Look at her kingdoms. But we are not procreative consciousness. Our responsibility is to create from a more expanded realm of consciousness, to, we may say, assist, journey, experience, and know our awakening through this great love, through this great womb, this great Garden of Eden, as we call it. What we have done is that we have caught up with her procreative cycle. And this is one of the reasons why I'm asking and encouraging as many as possible, that is my joy and my honor to meet, to ask them to see themselves as a field of consciousness that is unfolding, we may say, the great matrix called human, that is conjoined as part of this experience with nature to manifest the most magnificent form. We are not solid bodies, dear hearts. We have got caught up with thinking that the mind is in the body. No, the body is in the mind. We are consciousness itself. We have created this. We are deliberately conjoined, and we may say developed a crucible through which to expand, to awaken, and thus to transform, not to lose the physical manifestation. In the past, beloved, as we have gone through, we may say, certain shifts of, of in planetary consciousness, we have lost our forms. Why? Because we were absolutely convinced they were bodies. Now, how does the body work? This is not to deny the uniqueness of the form. The form, basically, or what you hold as part of the form, is a persona. What we have created as a body is identification. We have identified, we have created fields of identification of a crude, we may say, behavior. What we have done is we have created a psychological time in our minds. Now bear in mind, beloved, nature is a cyclical being. She has a time. She runs by time. Look at her in her seasons. She is a replicative being. She reproduces herself constantly through her seasonal experiences, through her kingdoms. Magnificent beings that they are. But you are not a replication. You never have been. You are not procreators. You are co-creators. In the past, as we have moved into an unfoldment, there is always within, we may say, this matrix of consciousness, even as we come in to conjoin with this beautiful being called nature, there is within us certain codings that start to trigger at certain times, we may say, of consciousness evolution, even in the physical consciousness that we call evolution as well. Now, this is a very dicey one in some respects, because we are conjoined with nature, but we are not the, we may say, animal nature, even though we run a consciousness that is based most of the time on a brute consciousness, or we may say, a repeat cycle of consciousness. We are co-creators. We are now being invited, beloved, to step into this, to allow this to unfold. Now, my loves, because of the way it has been a very, very tenuous journey in this experience of this human field, we have civilizations of accrued behavior patterns, of accrued identification as a body consciousness. And how do we create the body, the solid body? How do we create the out there reality the way we've done it? Bear in mind, beloved, the journey is within. The unfoldment is within, which then reflects the creation without. Bear in mind also, this is my take, but I hope you hear where I'm coming from in that encouragement of the beauty, the essence that you truly are. We have created what we call, through a sensate consciousness, we may say repeat patterns. We have created what we consider to be a past, a present, a future, forgetting that we are limitless and infinite being, and that this does not exist at all as the consciousness that we are. We are the moment. We are the present. We are the ever-present arising, in fact, whatever that is. What we have done as part of the experience and forgetting who we are, getting mesmerized even by watching nature in her behavior, and of course I will even call her matrix, because oh my goodness, matrix, is she clever. Bear in mind, beloved, we are conjoined as a field with this being, therefore we experience some of the nature consciousness. Through, we may say, the birthing process, we are affected by some of the tides. We are affected in some respects because we have forgotten who we are. And what happens? In our taste sensations, we are a sensate consciousness. We hold that taste, touch, smell, feel, hear. Now, as we came into this, we were here to dance in this field, but not to fall asleep. And all is well, beloved. All is well, because as I've always said, you have to be in it to win it. We said we are going to enter this field. We are going to wake up as the magnificent essence that we are, as the true being that we are, not the factual being that we think we are. As the sensate being that we are, we have, in actual fact, wanted to repeat our experiences. Now, we are very sensual beings. We were not here to not know our experience. We are not here not to know that we are the magnificent acorn and the great oak tree that's unfolding within this, we may say, in vitro consciousness. This is a very young experience, beloved, for the human field. We are a very young experience. We are part of the great all that is, source consciousness. But in this experience, even though we may look at it from a linear perspective of the hundreds and thousands of years that we may say for the scientists and Darwinian, we may say perceptions, we have been, we may say, on this planet as a human species for a long time. We are, we may say, at the top of the phylogenetic tree. But in having this sensate and being sensate, we weren't going to come in and not know who we were. When we looked at the creation as part of all that is, and we saw what we had as part of greater all that is, created as this magnificent matrix, look at the variations of nature. Look at the colors, just as you walk out into the field, the greens. How many greens can you count? Look at the spectrums of color. Look at the variations of the kingdoms, the plant, the animal, the mineral. It's just magnificent. Now, again, these are blueprints of consciousness. This is part of the matrix of Mother. And she will naturally, in her animal kingdom, even in her mammalian consciousness, she will repeat and birth in that respect. Because it is important for her. That is her blueprinting. She is a replicate of being. She is playing the part for us to birth. To birth is consciousness. To birth is the great being, the human being that is yet to unfold. For the human being is the divine form that we said, hey, we want to come into this. We want to know what it's like to awaken, to be fully conscious in this. We got caught up with our sensate. The moment is what we are, beloved. We are the very essence. We are creator, creation, creativity, we're all of it. We presented the matrix of procreation even. Yet at the same time, it's perfect because we had to come into this. We said we have to start. We have to know what it's like. We have to deal with the essences, the whole bit, the energies of nature. We're not here to deny this great consciousness. But we are the alchemists. We are the very crucible for consciousness itself. The physical crucible, not the body. We are the form for the beloved itself, that which we are. Expressing in billions and millions of ways and at many levels of consciousness. And in our sensate, as we chose to split off, when we looked originally and said, hey, let's see what it's like just to step down a little bit into this amazing creation. Oh my God, look at the mating, look at it all. Isn't this glorious? We understood love expressing through Mother, through Matrix. And in our forgetfulness in some respects, and the choice we may say to forget, who knows? We split ourselves off even as a male and a female. Creator, the principle, is masculine and feminine. So that was fine. But in forgetting what we are, and in getting caught up with the taste sensation, as I've always said, sex is one of the greatest examples of the taste sensation. How magnificent! Bear in mind the true union true sex, not making love with the body through the mind. No. But the union and the remembering of that which is, expressing in every level of being, not just here, but in billions, we may say, of dimensions and galaxies. And here we are, expressing and understanding union in this physical matrix. All that happened was that as we felt that magnetization, because we are the atomic principle as well, we present in many ways, and as we felt that magnetization around us, we would have something within us that would trigger and want to join automatically, because we are the one beloved expressing as the many. In that moment, the true moment, not the sex moment, but the truth of our being, was knowing I am that, expressing in this manifest expression and form. And of course, we would magnetize that reflection to us. In the moment, it was exquisite. It is exquisite. It is the, we may say, the explosion of energy as two systems come together to express creation itself. Here is the great frequency, the explosive energy, born. Energy is born from union, not just physical union, but all union. That is how expansion occurs, beloved. But we could not let go. Why? We had the taste sensation. And in our emotions, we started to create a past for it. I've got to have him for tomorrow. I've got to make love with her from yesterday. Do you hear what I'm saying here? What we did is that we created psychologically a memory of the experience. Now, we are pure moment. We are the very now itself. The moment is the very truth of our being. It is not an intellectual perception. The moment is that. How can you grab that? When you try to grab that, or he or she, what you have done is you are falling asleep into a procreative consciousness. You are wishing to replicate the experience. You don't need to. For you are co-creators, not procreators. And this is, in some respects, the conundrum of conjoining with this great being, because we have even replicated what we call the egocentric being. We have even replicated and presented fragments of ourselves. And that is fine. But many of you now are choosing, as you have been moving through in the understanding of true relationship, relatedness. For it is only in the seat of relationship that we see what is, that we know where we are not. Now, we're in the paradox here, because as many of you have been journeying on what we will call spiritual or conscious paths, you have, we may say, endeavored to let go of the perspective of a past, a present, and a future. You are attempting, we may say, to be the full meditation that you are. Now, life, pure life, is meditation. It is not a practice. It is not a psychological or mental thing at all. And yet, we understand that in the journeying, certainly for many, to assist them to let go of the me-self, the mind clutter, there has been requirement, we may say, of some focus and commitment to be still. But the stillness is not physical. The stillness is who you are. The true stillness is life itself. Life is coming in, beloved. In the understanding of relationships, that have been going on for you. Many of you now are still finding challenges outside of yourself. You cannot know. As we gather, we may say, the individuated parts to unfold the true field called human. No one but no one can know how another should be. We are the one expressing as the many. We are unity in diversity, beloved. And we are now willing to accept, we may say, response-ability for what we are. No longer the onerous attitudes of duty and obligation, beloved. For that is, we may say, the conviction consciousness that Nietzsche spoke about. The belief systems that we must do it this way. Our hearts automatically, when they are open, embrace all. And yes, we will be challenged at times because the mind is still running. The collective consciousness of, we may say, the human, or what I call the plight called humanity, is still running. But you, my beloveds, and many more, are committed and dedicated to letting go of what you think you another should do, never mind of what you think you should do. Listen to the word doing. Now, you're not here to deny functioning in this physical realm. This is, we may say, the hairy part. This is the tenuous journeying that is taking place here. Because one part of you, we may say, is in a catch-up. You are being asked to let go of how you think you should be. Just be. For you see, even intellectually, we may say enlightenment, or looking for enlightenment, is still part of the mental becoming, the past, the present, the future. You are now being encouraged to allow what is and let go of what should be. You are being asked to listen to your discernment, the truth of your being, beloved. To listen to your discernment and to let go of what you think another should do. Listen to the difference. Discernment is where you feel you wish to be. Judgment is what you think another should do. Now, one is the heart energy. One is the pure knowing. It is not an intellectual perspective. It is not a linear, we may say, belief system, a pattern, a programming. The feeling is what is unfolding in you. Life now is fully unfolding. And life is ever in the moment, beloved. It is not a past. It is not a present. It is not a future. We are engaged in a cyclical field that holds, we may say, a time of seasons. We are co-creators unfolding here. We are having to let go of procreation. And when I use the word procreation, I am not just talking about, we may say, replicating the species of the human or the human animal. We will use that expression, and please don't be offended where I'm coming from here. We are now choosing to let go of the repeat patterning, which is a procreative consciousness, where we keep repeating the same old script. Look at how many of you now are realizing that you can no longer run the dramas. Many of you now can see the stories. And what stories we are. We have written the most amazing. I mean, we weren't coming in here to fall over like a pack of cards or anything like that. We had to know. And even though we are still feeling our birthing, and at times we still feel the labor pains, because we are also so sensitive to the collective consciousness still running, we may say, its program of I think, and I should, and I ought, and I must, and I do, and I believe. In the end, my darlings, you have to let go, and you are doing it beautifully, unfolding it. You are letting go of who you think you are in order to allow that which you are. And that requires, we may say, the commitment to the allowance of your being. Even as you are watching, at times, things flip up for you in your day-to-day existence, in your interaction with other beloveds, with your family scenarios, the stresses that may come up for you in, we may say, the archetypal consciousness of the family and everything like that. You are now realizing, and you have been moving, many of you, into the observer mode. Observing and being the witness to how the thoughts will run, how they will behave, how you are feeling. But I'm going to invite you to let go of that as well. Why? Because the observer and the observed are one. Even as we, and many of you are ready for this, many of you are ready to take the quantum leap of consciousness itself. Because as you allow the truth of your being, everything else will reflect that to you. There is a realization in the end that nothing outside of you exists, because it's not a me, it's consciousness. You start to look through the lens. You realize you are the lens for consciousness to experience, beloved. Do you realize what you are actually unfolding? Do you realize that in the hundreds and thousands, we may say, of evolutionary consciousness of years, that you have been preparing for this over periods of Kali Yugas and Treta Yugas and Satya Yugas and what have you, whatever way we want to call it? We have in the past, because we've been so caught up as a consciousness in our physicality, we have lost our forms. Some will know it as the time or the memory of Atlantis. Now, when I say this, bear in mind, there is no past, there is no present, there is no future, but everything is the one expressing as the many. So you will know there is no. You are literally the expanded consciousness having a memory of experience more than anything else. Many of you now are ready to wake up fully as the magnificent bud that's opening up. And it has nothing to do with spirituality. Not a thing. I'm saying this to you deliberately, beloved. Spirituality, not to deny that everyone will, we may say, journey uniquely the way that works for them, will go and look for the guides, we may say, look for the signposts. But may I suggest that something quite extraordinary now, I feel, to say to you is taking place. The finger pointing at the moon no longer exists. You are the moon. The diffused background is now the foreground. My loves, contrary to how you perceive it, and again, I'm taking license here, you have arrived. You are here now. You are the very essence that let us reverse, we may say, the scene. I'm going to ask you to realize that you are the mountaintop looking through a lens of singularity. That you are the plurality, you are the essence, you are the background, you are the backdrop of everything that you see. That if you stand on the mountaintop, you will always see the bigger picture, won't you? Now, many are talking about ascension, and of course that is a most natural process that we may say is being, we may say, inculcated in the spiritual psyche. Some call it ascension, some call it transition, some call it enlightenment, some call it, we have many, many expressions. And of course the buzzword on the planet at the moment is very, very powerful. Everybody, we may say, is moving into something, or the shift of the paradigm as we perceive our human experience is taking place. We are clearly shifting. That's why millions and billions of sparks, jivatmans, souls, psyches, whatever we want to call ourselves, bear in mind this is only languaging. I'm asking you not to get caught up with languaging. This is always the dilemma in the languaging, because I've always said the word is not the described. It cannot be. It's a metaphor, but we have given it a reality, and that's why we have had, we may say, huge challenges spiritually, religiously, philosophically, goodness knows what. We've written it all. And there is no right and there is no wrong about this. You are each and every one of you, 6.5 billion sparks, whatever we want to call ourselves, seeds, whatever we want to call, consciousness beings, unfolding uniquely in this crucible, this magnificent crucible called Mother Nature. You are the very alchemists waking up. You came into this. You have been going through the many, we may say, as the alchemy, you understand, that takes place through the alembic. Even in days of old, we have alchemists searching for gold, when in actual fact, it is a very spiritual process in the ethos of the journey of spirituality. Now, this is so important you hear that Gabriel in no way is denying, we may say, the ethos, and we may say a lot of the mythos of spirituality and religion. Bear in mind, we are the greatest myth that we have ever created. We constantly amaze ourselves with our mythology. We're here now, beloved. And what I'm saying here, that as people are talking about the ascent, or, and I always say, how wonderful, forget ASCENT, let's say ASSENT, that's what we've really been allowing. We've decided that we're ready to let it happen and to allow this unfoldment, because no longer can we be in our minds, even spiritually. We can't. Even that must drop away. It has played its part. And you may say, well, why is Gabriel, you know, carrying on like this? I'm not. I'm simply saying that as people choose to come to this expression, there is no belief system here whatsoever. I'm simply communicating through a languaging that is, we may say, most inappropriate for us now. The language, my darling, is feeling the essence of your being. The language, my beloved, is allowing that which you truly are. You cannot know what you look like, beloved. You appear to be a form, and yet you are the ocean within the very droplet. Can you imagine this? The ocean is awakening within the droplet. The droplet properly would like to, we may say, be like retrieve the deck chairs on the Titanic at times. But it cannot happen anymore. We are, as I have said to everybody, we are doomed to our perfection itself. What I am suggesting and inviting you is that you are moving out, even as many of you are aware of your thoughts running, and don't assume that they're your thoughts. We are in an ocean of sheer thought. The mind has created the egocentric thought. The egocentric being that we're absolutely convinced we are is a fallacy of the mind. We are consciousness, pure consciousness. Absolutely pure consciousness. And here we are attempting to unfold in form. We have devised this for the highest purpose as co-creators, as creators. In allowing who you are, be with what is, not what should be. Otherwise, you are back in the field of time. And again, time, as many of you are realizing, is out. And this is the reason why I'm talking about the background. Why I'm saying the field is now the foreground. That you are the moon itself. You are no longer the finger, you're the finger and the moon. Pointing at yourself. Even as we look at the observer and the observed, the thinker and the thought, there is always a separation. You are the very reflection of that which you think. Once you get that, it is that, you know, when people talk about pollution, even with food, many are asking me, Gabriel, what is going on here with reference to the situation on the planet? And I said, in that too, beloved, all is well. Why? The only pollution is in our minds. Yes, we may say we have a challenge if we are in a dense behavior pattern, and then we create the stress within our consciousness, which creates something called disease. The disease doesn't exist. The mental stress, the mind that takes off, is the one that creates the disease. It doesn't exist. Disease is simply separation from that which we are. It is an outside reality. And yes, we are seeing the plight of humanity, as we call it, in not knowing that they are the beloved. And in that realization, my loves, I ask also that you allow the compassion of your being for yourselves. As passion, pure life is coming in, then it's going to require, we may say, a magnificent companion. It wants to dance with itself as compassion. What is compassion? It is not conviction. It is truth. It is that feeling, that knowing, that understanding. Look through the eyes of understanding, as Chang said to Jonathan. Look through the eyes of understanding, not intellectually. Feel the understanding, for that is knowing that you are in a birthing process, you are still unfolding, and many of you are trying to work out where you are, and you can't. You can't. Why? Because you are not in the box of your minds. Your mind may want to try and work out where it is. It can't, because it is a construct. It is a fixed, we may say, point. You are now free falling. As Jonathan understood, Jonathan Livingston Seagull, he was the freedom that he is. He didn't seek freedom. He flew as freedom. And this is what we are asking. Eagles take flight, is the expression. We may say, the Renaissance, we are the phoenix rising from the own ashes of our minds. We are magnificent, beloved. And I'm asking you to be and allow the compassion that you cannot possibly know what is taking place. That you are still looking in some respects, because the collective consciousness is still living an out there reality. It's still looking for itself in an out there belief system where there is religion, whatever. And all is well. But many of you have come to accept that which you are. You have come to accept the grace that you are. The compassion is grace. And as you allow the grace of your being to unfold, it's not a word. It is an allowance, and it is an acceptance, beloved. It is an acceptance that your mind will still try to work out where it is in relationship, my love. But the love that expresses from you, that irradiates and radiates from you, my beloved Verity, is all there is. In that compassion of knowing that your mind is carrying on, because the collective mind is still running, we may say the same old number, the repeat, the repeat, the repeat. Reinventing, we may say, even the religions and the spiritualities and the philosophies and the politics. Many of you have already taken the quantum leap, as Jonathan did, as Maynard Gull did, as many are now allowing. It wasn't a doing. you have arrived. As you let go of time, there is only now. As you let go of space, in your mind, there is only here. I ask that you accept the love that you are. It is not a pleasure and it is not a pain. It is not a polarized consciousness of extreme behavior patterns. It is the truth of your being. You are the peace. You are the peace that passeth all understanding. And I also ask that you have the compassion of allowing that at moments you will feel the turbulence within your being. Understand that everything that comprises yourself as the form, everything that has come together through the divine matrix of Mother, the earth, the fire, the air, the water, the cellular, every particle of your being is consciousness. And you are feeling the collective, even with the kingdoms, as this consciousness is unfolding and awakening as this divine crucible called human, then even your cellular levels are feeling it. And the cellular is the last to get it, because it was the original genesis that expressed, we may say, the pattern for human. You are great beings, all of you. Every single manifestation incarnate as a spark, as a soul, as a jivatman, no matter the fragmentation of consciousness, are masters. It was love. Master is the love. It is not an out there guru or any teacher or anything like that. You are the Sadguru itself, and yet not to deny others that you will see and you will come to, and you have, we may say, journeyed to and felt something of a resonance with, because at the time you had not realized you were looking at O thou self. As I look at you, I only hear O thou myself. How blessed I am to have this experience of seeing the Beloved in billions of ways as the Beloved. And that is the reason why I call you Beloved. The lover is the form consciousness in some respects. The Beloved is the essence that is taking it. The pure source, the pure consciousness, the pure life that is passionately claiming the lover, its magnificent form, its magnificent crucible, and conjoining with this great experience. You are the manifest and you are the unmanifest. You are meeting, and we may say that the form is the interface for this great, we may say, lovemaking, this most intimate sensual experience. For the lover and the beloved are one, dear hearts. And that is why I do ask you, each and every one of you, as the individuated beings that you are expressing as form here, that you allow the compassion to realize you cannot know how another is going to birth. You cannot even know how you are birthing. For you are the unmanifest coming in. You've arrived. You are here now. And that is why I'm asking for you to allow this. To allow that you will have moments where you will look through as the observer and the observed, as the witness and the witnessed. But eventually, as the consciousness, the pure expanded being that you are, as you allow the integration of this great frequency that you are, the consciousness drops in. What happens, my beloved, is the mind
as the mind is emptied of the old paradigm of consciousness. In the compassion of our being, we cannot dictate this. We can only be willing to allow it. For you see, otherwise it is the mind dictating to the mind. It is the mental dictating to the mental. And even as I say, when we try in meditation to be still, in the compassion of our realization, it is the mental still dictating to the mental. But yes, we had to go down the many paths. But the great meditation, the great meditator, is that which you are, expressing life fully, the essential being that you are, uniquely, not in denial of that which you are, not in denial of the reflection of the beloved through the many, embracing the one, having the compassion that you are still seeing, we may say, the pangs of labor in the collective consciousness. Welcome, beloved. I can say to you what took so long. For you are the love here. The descent is here. Never mind the ascent. You assented to this experience. Great masters that you are. Every single being here to come into this from realms of consciousness that we cannot begin in our limited, we may say, perception to imagine. But we are the great image itself. We are the great gull itself. We are all of it. Please allow the compassion of your being. Please allow that the mind may play tricks and will give you a bad time or appear to. All it is, my love, is the forces of resistance. And the forces are at play. For as you are aware, even of tectonic plates coming together in the physicality of the geocentric structure of this experience, when those energies come together and when two forces meet, there is an amazing birthing of a third, we may say, consciousness. Trinitization. No longer are you expressing, we may say, the duality play. Your very being is being taken by the one, pulling through is itself, as we may say, the two. They're only words that I'm expressing here. I'm feeling this wonderful being in the back here. We have these great frequencies also coming in for this time in our physical, we may say, world, for this great unfolding. The compassion starts with you. It is not intellectualization. We have been there, we have done that, and we have worn all the t-shirts. We are delightfully blank, may I suggest. Let consciousness decide how that which you are, let it decide the imprint of its manifest form. Be here now, beloveds. There is only now. Even in the sensual sensate consciousness, we are not here to deny the taste, the touch, the smell, the feel, the hear. But we do not need to grab it and possess it, for we are all of it. For when we try to grab something, even in a relationship, even in a memory of something, even in something that may trigger us, let go. And just allow and accept that you cannot know, for it is not in the box of your mind. It is the mind that is now, we may say, being dissipated of all these paradigms of systems. Look how many of you are realizing that there's no grip anymore with some of the things. You cannot go back to a lot of things that took place for you. Many of you are finding that even people are dropping away from you. People that you've known, relationships, everything, that you cannot go there anymore. This is not in denial of the aspects that have been reflective to you in some form of relationship. Not at all. It is all about resonance and harmonic frequencies. It has nothing to do with rights, wrongs, more, less, up, down. It has nothing to do with the extreme ends of the polar consciousness. Not at all. You are going to have moments, beloved, where something will come to you that doesn't quite resonate. I'm going to ask you not to give any, we may say, intellectual concept to work out what this is about. I'm going to ask you more and more and more, and when I say ask, encourage you, my loves, to feel where you wish to be. In the truth of your being, even if something in you says, I cannot stay here, every part of me says, I must go. Follow it. This is your intuitive truth. It has nothing to do with the fact of a right and a wrong or a perception or a belief system. These are programs we've been running for hundreds and thousands of years. Please listen to your truth. And very often as you do it, you will suddenly find there's no reaction outside of you. For in the consciousness of knowing that you are following your feeling, there is no, we may say, duality. There is no polarized consciousness playing out for you. Many of you have been actually experiencing this. Look how many of you are now realizing time no longer exists. You wake up on Sunday morning and it's Friday the following day. Because we may say the time fields in our minds, don't forget we have created the psychological time field. The mother nature is pulsing very fast as well in her being. Her womb is speeding up for her particular process as what we call this divine, beautiful matrix. So as I'm saying to everybody, time is out. And we may say also that we are realizing time is illusion. Why? Because we wrote a script called past, which we kept reinventing as the future, constantly, not realizing we're repeating. We are spiraling, beloved. And when I say spiraling, it is coming in, never mind you meeting it. You are the interface for this, we may say, great lovemaking of consciousness. You are the divine form now unfolding to hold and awaken as the God Self, as a part of the God Self. You are so beautiful. You are so exquisite. Language is not enough as I'm sitting here looking at you. And yet, you are feeling the communication of the love that is looking at you. The love that you are, beloved. Acknowledging the uniqueness of your being. And as I said, saying welcome. Welcome. Welcome, beloved. I'm going to encourage you, as I said, to stay present and be here now. When you let go of time in your minds, yes, you are here to function in a physical field of nature called time, in her matrix. But there is nothing left but now. When you let go of space in your mind, there's nothing left but here. Thank you, beloveds. Thank you for agreeing to meet with me here now.